High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
All right, you go out on a date with someone, have what you think is a great time, and they don't get back to you. We'll call them for you and ask them why. We've got Elizabeth on the phone. She emailed us. Elizabeth, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
And what happened on your date?
It's exactly what you said. I thought we had a really good time. We went out with some other couples, and we went to a movie, and we seemed to really click, and then we all went out for drinks, and then he and I sort of peeled off. You know, we started making out, and it was really nice. All of a sudden, he pulls sort of back away, and he says, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize what time it is. I got to go, or something like that, and just left me there. I mean, didn't offer to walk me to my car, didn't make a date for another nothing.
Okay, so this was while you were making out? Like, he just kind of stopped making out with you and said, I got to go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you sure you want to go on another date with this guy?
You know, at this point, I don't even know. I just want to know what happened. Like, why would someone do that? He could have at least walked me to my car.
Did you say anything? Did your breath stink? Anything that would make him go like, all right, I got to get out of here.
I mean, okay, I really don't think so, because what happened was he leaned in to kiss me, right?
Okay.
And then he could have easily backed away then, but then it got sort of hot and heavy.
Okay.
And like, he seemed really into it.
Mm-hmm. And then he just stopped and looked at his watch.
He literally said, look at the time. I've got to go.
Has this ever happened to you before?
Never in my life. I've never felt anything like this before.
Did he tell you at the beginning of the date that he had a time constraint, or there was something that he had to leave at a certain time?
No clue. I mean, no.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything about that. At this point, I just want to know I want to know what happened.
Okay. I'm imagining that, you know, it's probably not going to be some glowing review if he like just split like that. So you're ready to hear that, but you're just curious.
I really am. I mean, who does that?
Okay, Elizabeth, we're going to call him. What's his name again? Jack?
Jack.
All right, we're going to call Jack right after this.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Okay, we've got Elizabeth on the phone with us. She emailed us because she went on a date with a guy named Jack, went to a movie with a bunch of friends. They ended up going off alone. They were making out. In her words, things were getting hot and heavy when all of a sudden he pulls away, looks at his watch and goes, oh, look at the time, I have to go, and then just splits, leaving her alone downtown to walk back to her car by herself. All right, Elizabeth, we're going to call him, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to dial now, see if he'll answer, and then we'll find out why he hasn't gotten back to you.
How are you feeling, Elizabeth?
A little nervous.
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, I was looking for Jack.
This is Jack.
Hey, man, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5. I just wanted to call and talk to you about something if you got a second.
Sorry, who is this from? Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning on the radio station Moving 92.5.
Yeah, I know that. I know your show. What is this? What do you need to? What's this about?
Well, you and I have a mutual friend, and I just wanted to ask you a question about her.
Who's the mutual friend?
Her name's Elizabeth.
Wait, I mean, are we on the radio?
Yeah, we are. It's a segment on our show we do called Second Date Update. Her name's Elizabeth. You went out on a date with her.
Oh, I know who she is. I just don't know if I want to talk about it on the radio.
Well, yeah, but she emailed us to have it talked about on the radio. So if she doesn't mind if it gets put out there, why don't you just tell us why you haven't called her back?
Hey,
she's prepared to hear whatever the reason is. She knows that you probably don't want to talk to her, but she just wants to know the reason why.
I don't know. It was going fine until we like started, you know, making out, or like she started kissing me, and then I don't know. I just felt like I had to get out of there. It was weird.
Why?
Yeah, there's got to be a specific reason. Like normally, dude, if I'm making out with a girl, I'm sticking around. Usually, I'm not leaving. There's got to be a big thing to make me leave.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like. It wasn't fun. I mean, it was hands down, by far, like, the worst kiss I've ever had.
Oh, come on, dude. What was so bad about it?
I don't know if she's ever kissed anyone before. I really don't think she has.
Jack, I'm here, and I have kissed plenty of people before, and I've never heard that before. I've never heard a kiss before, ever.
Oh, my God. You're on the phone.
Yeah,
okay.
Elizabeth is on the other line there. So.
And I didn't hear you complaining after the first kiss either.
No, you're right. I just took off.
What was so bad about the kiss, Jack?
I felt like I was being, like, mauled or clawed by, like, a feral dog.
Like way too like much all, tongue.
It was like no passion. It was like no give and take. It was just like attack kissing. It was like kissing a sloppy Joe with teeth. It was awful. I might never kiss again.
A sloppy Joe with teeth. Elizabeth, have you ever heard this complaint before?
No, never.
I can't imagine that that's true.
Elizabeth,
no, most of my boyfriends have liked aggressive women, so that's how I've learned to kiss.
It felt like I was being attacked, like I couldn't get anything.
So you felt violated on your date with Elizabeth then?
Yeah, I just felt like there was nothing.
Whatever.
Like, I wasn't contributing anything to that kiss. It was just...
You weren't, and that was the problem.
Well, I was trying.
Jack, is that a total make it or break it for you? Like, would you ever consider maybe just saying that you didn't like the kiss so much? Maybe give her a little feedback?
I mean, maybe if there was a conversation, now this whole radio thing's made it way too weird. Like, now it's just...
All right, that brings me to my next question. The show would like to offer you guys a second date. You guys can go out. We'll pay for it. Would you be willing to go on a second date?
No. I don't ever want to see him again.
What if he offers to, like, teach you how to kiss correctly, Elizabeth?
I don't need to be taught how to kiss.
So that's a no from both of you on the second date.
That's a no.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. You know I'm not
one. High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.